detailed explanation from the Minister for Health on the matter of the appointment of Mr Noel Daly to the position of chairperson of the West North West Hospital Group, despite the clear conflict of interest created by his role and interest in DNF Health Partnership, a private company of which Mr Daly was then a 50% stakeholder.
Thank you, Deputy Minister.
In order to address concerns about persistent underperformance which had arisen in a number of hospitals in Galway Roscommon, a CEO was appointed to the Galway Roscommon Hospital Group, which was subsequently extended to become West North West Hospital Group in January 2012, and Mr Daly was appointed chair of the non-executive board on the 29th of May in 2012. My department and the HSE first became aware that an issue had arisen in relation to the commissioning of the review of maternity services on behalf of the West North West Hospital Group from a media query on the 19th of May 2014. The Director General of the HSE informed my department that day that he had requested a team from the HSE's internal audit unit to conduct a report on the matter. In the course of its investigations, the HSE internal audit team was assured by the CEO that he had made the decision to source DNF Health Partnership based on their suitability for the project and that the chair had no role in this. The investigation found that while Mr Daly had disclosed to the board that he was a former employee and indeed a former director of DNF Health Partnership, he failed to disclose that he continued to hold a 50% shareholding in the company. The investigation also established that the procurement of services was not in accordance with the HSE National Financial Regulations. On the 22nd of May, the findings of the audit were presented to the Director General of the HSE, who informed my department and wrote to both Mr Daly and the CEO to make it clear that any further breaches of procurement rules would be unacceptable and that Mr Daly should have made it clear to board members that he retained a 50% shareholding in the company concerned. The letter to the chair of the board also requested that the chair take immediate steps to ensure that a register of members' interests is established and maintained at the hospital group so that potential conflicts of interest are avoided. It's important that anyone serving on the board of a public body makes a full disclosure of their interests so that potential conflicts of interest can be avoided. Mr Daly did not want his reputation or the reputation of the West North West Hospital Group to be compromised. I shared those concerns and I accepted Mr Daly's resignation.
Thank you. Deputy O'Quinn.
I have a number of questions I'd like to ask you. At the outset, Minister, have you known Mr Daly personally, and if so, how long were you knowledgeable of him? Did you know in June 2012, when you appointed Mr Noel Daly to the position of chairperson of West North West Hospitals Group, that he was the founder, director and joint owner of DNF Health Partnership with a 50% stake in it? And if you did know, then why did you appoint him? And if you did not know, Minister, would you not agree that it begs the question, on what basis are you appointing people to these positions if you do not know the very basic facts about them? You indicate in your reply a few moments ago that Mr Daly did not bring his position to the attention of the board. But did Mr Daly not bring to your attention his other interests? And, you know, did he not see a conflict of interest himself? Do you recall that when appointing the new boards to the hospital groups, you cited yourself the need for an assessment of potential conflicts of interest of potential board members? And do you accept, Minister, that there was a clear conflict of interest in this appointment?
Minister. The last question is astonishing in some respects.
Are you suggesting that anybody who has business interests isn't fit to be a chair of a board? Because I don't accept that. That may be the Sinn Féin way and the Sinn Féin Ireland of the future, but it certainly isn't this government's view that people who are involved in private enterprise around this country with tremendous skill sets in relation to organisation and leadership should be excluded from membership or chairs of boards. I would reject that out of hand. You asked me, did I know Noel Daly before I appointed him? No, I didn't. I don't believe I'd ever met him before that. Maybe I did meet him, I don't know, but I certainly didn't know and or know of him. However, I was told about his CV in terms of the fact that he had been a great servant of Roscommon in terms of an excellent footballer representing his county, and that he had a knowledge of the health services, and that he would be an ideal candidate to be chair of a board And I particularly was taken with the idea that he being from Roscommon, that we would have a very clear message to the hospital group that these hospital groups were to be representative of the entire group of hospitals, not just the big university hospital at the centre of any of these groups. So I regret that Mr. Daly did not declare his shareholding of the company. I think he was concerned about his reputation being damaged and that of the group, and that is why he stood down, and that is why I accepted his resignation.
Well, would you not accept, Minister, that your reputation is somewhat in question as a result of this appointment? And make no mistake about it, your efforts at the opening response to digress in relation to Sinn Féin's position vis-à-vis appointments is the nonsense that you usually employ. What is the status now of the HSE internal investigation? What was the nature of the breach of the HSE National Financial Regulations in the award of the tender to DNF Health Partnership as you understand it? What was the nature of the breach referred to? Can you confirm that Mr. Daly's DNF Health Partnership was paid 20,000 plus VAT for its report? And what is the status of this report now prepared by DNF Partnership, which recommends cuts to vital maternity services at the Portiuncla Hospital in Ballinasloe and at Letterkenny Hospital also? Minister, would you recognise that there has been in this instance, despite your blustering opening comments, that there most certainly has been a breach of conflict of interest here? A failure on your part, a failure on Mr. Daly's part, and a failure on the system, if you're dependent on others to advise you, to inform you properly adequately before approving said appointments.
Minister.
Can I say, in opening, bluster and nonsense is more particular to you and your style. But at any event, you know, I've made it very clear what happened here. I've made it very clear that Mr. Daly stood down. And I've made it very clear that I regret the fact that he hadn't disclosed the shareholding he had to the board. Now, you asked me about a whole range of specific questions, which I will not be in a position to answer at the moment. But if you want to write to me for further details, I have no issue with giving you the full details around the whole procurement issue. Normally, procurement of smaller contracts of the nature we're talking about here would require 3 tenders. It's my understanding there wasn't 3 tenders. And that is why the CEO of the hospital received the rebuke he did from the head of the HSE.